Dreamscape presents The Bishop's Villa by Sasha Naspini, translated by Clarissa Botsford, narrated by Michael Brusasco. Sette Bello. 1. He thought back to when the circus came to Le Case in 37. Camels and dromedaries on a leash, beasts he'd heard about since he was a kid, and there they were, their pelts and maws buzzing with flies. The creatures he was looking at now were another matter. For one thing, they were no different to him or the other townsfolk, except that they looked like they'd given up the ghost. They resembled grazing sheep, one guard in front and another in the rear. But they soon fell out of line. The soldiers were just boys, and, as such, were looking for fun, with a tipple here and a smile from a girl there. That mongrel who'd been lodged in town for months was with them. René saw him slip into Barbarina's house. Nobody took any notice. In the meantime, the prisoners were going into stores and handing over lists of supplies to take back to the villa. It was a chance to stretch their legs and get an hour of air, but their job was no better than a mule's. Once they'd picked up the packages and cans, they regrouped in front of St. Bastian's, waiting for their guards' R&R to end. Then it was, "Hop along! Move! Move!" And they shouldered their loads and set off along Via de Mezzo in single file, heads down. Some people in town closed their shutters as they went by in a show of either aversion or obedience. A harsh winter was on its way. It was only November, and they were already shaking like mice. Spring felt so far away that thinking about it was like imagining a different life. Old ladies with no families would wrap up in blankets to go and collect their rations. Staying upright, holding on to the wall as they went, was a miracle. If they slipped on a sheet of ice and broke their knee, they would tell their rescuers not to bother. They were as good as dead anyway. A few days before, René had been the one to help Stella Fantastici up from the sidewalk. She had murmured, "Mario was so good-looking," and had then gone quiet. Disoriented by the shattered hip, she was clinging to the mental picture of her long-dead husband. Shocks of this kind are all that remained of life. Stella was now bedridden, with a son fighting a war and no husband. She was unlikely to...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?